An event coming up this week in Milwaukee shares the work of hundreds of artists and musicians, all of them from local schools.
The idea of it is not only to celebrate the art that the young people have been doing in the schools, but to show that that's only an extension of the larger community of art in the city. So it's no separation between what kids are doing and what adults are doing. It's more so under the banner of this is all the art that's happening in our city.
That was Kieran Vadula, also known as Q the Sun. He's a musician, producer, and youth advocate in Milwaukee. He was talking about the All City Arts Festival, a three-day event running May 9th through 11th on the Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee. The event features collaborations between elementary, middle, and high school students and the local arts community. We'll hear more from Kieran about his experience mentoring those kids. And Anthony Soyak joins us now. He's Milwaukee Public Schools music curriculum specialist and event organizer for the All City Arts Festival. Anthony, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about this arts festival. I had a picture of, you know, a high school gym and a few displays here and there and maybe a stage. No, this thing is huge. Can you talk about the scale of it?
Yes, it's a little bit bigger than that type of event. So this event is actually going to feature over 8,000 students, and like you mentioned, it involves students at the elementary, middle, and high school levels, and they're going to be presenting art forms including visual arts, music, dance, theater, spoken word, and much more. And in addition to what you mentioned is that we are connecting with the community. So there are schools that are performing. There are also schools that are collaborating with local musicians and with our community arts partners that are going to be doing a wide variety of activities and performances at the festival.
And Milwaukee Public Schools declared this school year, the 17-18 school year, as the Year of the Arts, and this festival is kind of the culmination of that. Can you talk about the Year of the Arts?
Yes. So the Year of the Arts, we wanted to connect our students to meaningful, engaging arts experience in their classroom, schools, and across the city, and that's exemplified in the All City Arts Festival. And in doing so, we wanted to have our students practice arts integration in the classroom. We wanted to provide our teachers with professional development about how to do arts integration. We started a citywide passport that involves students and families going to different types of events that were centered around arts in the city of Milwaukee. We increased our partnerships across the district, and we wanted to continue our spotlight around our turnaround art schools. And then, of course, this big event, the All City Arts Festival, is really our big finale to the Year of the Arts.
And I want to talk about that collaboration. I want to hear again from Kieran Vadula, who talked to us about this last week. The music you hear in the background as part of this is the result of some of these collaborations between students and area artists.
The most important side of it for me is learning the ability to have confidence in your own voice, whether that literally means the words that you're saying or just how you present yourself to the world. And that also naturally connects to how you connect and relate to people and are able to kind of move through life and present your ideas. So a lot of our programs that we do, it's all about that self-affirmation and self-confidence, because particularly in the communities that we work in, there's a lot of different types of negativity from the environment, from family, from friends. And so there's that additional boost that's needed to kind of break through. So when you get on stage and you've made a song and then you get to rap it or sing it or dance or whatever in front of the crowd and you get that validation, it not only makes you feel validated as a songwriter or a performer, but it gives you that confidence overall as a person to continue pursuing whatever you may want to pursue in life.
That's two. I'm looking at the youth. I'm counting on you. Want to speak a message. I hope it gets through. But she's just a teen. She must have a fever. I really don't believe her. She really think that she could be a leader. Well, last time I talked to Timothy, he said to me, I could do about anything. So bring it on.
You know, a lot of our students aren't necessarily trying to become, you know, professional musicians. Some of them want to be doctors or lawyers or real estate agents. And so the arts is what gives that creativity and that confidence to kind of put oneself out there and connect with people.
And education, what a wonderful mix to throw in their face.
Hold on, we're going to get it together.
So, Anthony, can you, we're Kieran Vadula talking there. Can you talk more about the impact you're hoping that these arts programs have on students from elementary through high school?
Right. Well, you know that I believe in the power of the arts, and I mean, what Kieran is speaking about there is a great example of that, and we know that the arts are so powerful and they have transformative components that support every student's learning and impact their life. I mean, I know for my own self, I wouldn't be the person I am without music. I mean, being the music curriculum specialist and really speaking about arts, they teach students those life skills. And they teach them creativity, persistence, problem solving, and I could go on. But those things are skills that they learn and they keep with them for a lifetime. And really, it's incredible that we could have our students come together around arts and we could allow them to express themselves and demonstrate how smart and how skilled they are through arts.
Talking to Anthony Soyak, Milwaukee Public Schools Music Curriculum Specialist, event organizer for this All-City Arts Festival we're talking about, takes place later this week. Anthony, take us on a tour. If we go to the state fairgrounds and take in some of the festival, tell us some of what we're going to check out there.
Right. This, I have to tell you, even just organizing this event and when we were looking at the entries that we received from schools, we were excited. Just to see the diversity of our schools, of who was performing and what they were doing, you would see a wide variety. So we see drum lines, we see African world drumming, we see dance, spoken word, concert bands, orchestras. It just goes on and on, and the variety is great. But when you go to the festival, you're going to see that great diversity of our schools. So we're going to be on three different stages at the festival. The three stages are BMO stage, Briggs and Stratton stage, and South Pavilion. But not only are you going to see those wide variety of performances, including vocal and instrumental ensembles, but you'll see dance routines, you'll hear spoken word, and then there's this another level to this. So we have an art gallery that's going to feature more than 30 different schools presenting artwork, and that'll be digital media, and it'll be 2D and 3D art objects. So that'll be really neat. And then on top of that, we wanted to involve our community even more. So we have art activities for students, and that's going to involve a wide range of community partners. Some of them include AWE, Arts at Large, Dance Works, the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. A number of our partners have stepped up and said, we want to be a part of this. We want to make it a great experience for our students. So a lot of them are going to be providing these arts activities, where students are going to be trying out a variety of arts activities. They're going to be doing a variety of things. And not only is that open to schools, but that's also open to the public. So think how cool it would be. You walk from one stage, you see a dance routine. You walk to the next stage, you see a concert band. You walk to a different stage, you see a choir. And then you could go try out an instrument or try to learn the salsa, or maybe you could do some printmaking while you're there. So it's a total encompassing art experience.
I want to give a listen again to Kieran Vadula. We talked to him last week. Here he's talking about his interactions with the students on some of these collaborations you're talking about.
There's always that moment where the kid first steps up to the microphone, you know, in the recording studio, and, you know, their face turns red or they're flushed. There's a lot of times when some of them just almost want to just put their headphones down and step away. And then something in them is able to break through. And once they actually put it down, it's almost like a switch that goes off.
Paint my life like a pastel. I'ma just do it myself. Came from the Melbourne, right chill. Got the good book on the top shelf. Cooking up heat in the station. I'm about to snap crustaceans. Bucking, I'm proud, so face it. I put it down for my nation.
And we also do a lot of self-affirmations. My partner, Cam, he goes by Lord Freddy. He does a self-affirmation that goes,
repeat after me. I am.
I am.
I can.
I am confident.
I'm intelligent.
I'm intelligent.
I'm more than relevant.
Let's get it.
And we chant that with the kids at the beginning and end of every class to kind of get that energy going. But also in the process, being really sensitive and making it a safe place for ideas and people's feelings, because that's where music, you know, you're bringing your emotions, you're bringing your day-to-day experience to it. So
there has to be an environment created where people can feel safe to do that. I'll find another one
realer than you. And Anthony, are you hoping this has a wider impact on the community? I'm thinking of, you know, being in New Orleans and being at Louis Armstrong Park and seeing the elementary and middle and high school kids in the drum lines showing up in competitions and it being a defining part of the city. Do you think that Milwaukee can be an art community with this kind of thing as the start of it?
Right. Absolutely. I think this being its first type of festival of its kind, it's the first time that we're getting our schools and our arts community together all in one big festival. And I think for us, it's our goal to have this be part of the fabric of Milwaukee, have this be one of those festivals that we all look forward to, have it be something that we could always say, yep, this is the time that we all come together around arts and celebrate not only our students, but also celebrate our musicians and our artists in the city of Milwaukee.
And Anthony, we've talked a lot about the students, but what's been the response from the local art community, the local music community? Are they like, yeah, this is something I want to do. We need this.
Absolutely. I think a lot of times our arts partners are always asking that question. How can we get involved? How can we help? And I mean, just from the response that we've gotten from our arts community, from all those different partners saying, yes, we're here to help. Just tell us how. That's great. And having people like Huron and other individuals that say, yeah, I want to be a part of this, and I have some great ideas on how I could come and I could collaborate and we could present. And what we really want to do is say, this is what arts is in Milwaukee. And we've never done that before, and I think that's really exciting, and I'm just really excited to see what it becomes and how it shapes the future.
This is year one, basically, for this All-City Arts Festival at this scale anyway. Are you planning on year two and three and so on?
I hope so, as long as they let me keep doing it.
We'll leave it there. Anthony, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. I really appreciate you giving me some time.
That's Anthony Soyak, Milwaukee Public Schools Music Curriculum Specialist. He's event organizer for the All-City Arts Festival. That's a three-day event running May 9th through the 11th on the Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee. The event features collaborations between elementary, middle, and high school students and the local arts and music scene.